More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Two graduates of the University of Minnesota are nearly halfway through their year-long tour of the country. But they're not just sightseeing. Along the way, they're performing a play that one of them penned. Oliver Bestill wrote The Birding Body, a bird-themed tongue-in-cheek murder mystery. Veronica Swanson illustrated a booklet that accompanies the play, and it allows for audience members to play along as the characters try to figure out who done it. They'll have their finale performance at Milwaukee's Pabst Theater this coming September. But far ahead of that final performance, Bestill and Swanson sat down with WUWM's Mayan Silver before they took the play on tour last September. They began by explaining why they decided to take the show on the road.
Well, Veronica is a park ranger-to-be, so we're using this cross-country tour as an excuse to see a lot of the state and national parks across the country. So that's how we kind of decided on our map. And we kind of went off from there. A lot of maybe 10 large cities and then the rest small towns throughout the country.
And explain the plan about, you know, how you decided what direction to go and where to cover first.
Yeah, so Oliver's job this summer was pretty much putting this whole map together of where we're going. And he decided to go West Coast first because it's more of the driving, like the big states out of the way, and we wanted to kind of follow the seasons. And so we're doing West Coast for the fall, then going south for the winter, and then coming back up the East Coast as summer occurs.
And what are you particularly excited about? I mean, I'm sure it's all kind of exciting, but what are you looking forward to?
I think I'm looking forward to Texas the most and seeing like a rodeo and just experiencing parts of the country that I've never seen before.
And I took a lot of road trips as a kid. That was already always sort of our summer adventures. And so I've seen a lot of the national parks and things like that. But this was when I was like 6 or 8, and I don't have a lot of memories about it because, you know, I look up briefly from my Game Boy and see the Grand Canyon and then go right back to it. So I'm excited to appreciate it a little more and definitely to show it to Veronica. I'd say Utah is one of my favorites as far as parks are concerned, with the arches. The whole state kind of looks like you're on Mars. Besides that, I think South Dakota is kind of underappreciated because it's got the, you know, the kitschier Mount Rushmore type deals, but you've also got, you know, the Badlands and things like that. So I think we got a lot going right in our backyard. So,
and the whole reason you're doing this tour is to put on the 45-minute murder mystery play that you came up with. Can you give me a little synopsis of the play?
Sure. So the play is called The Birding Body. It was written by Oliver, and then the little booklet is illustrated by me. And the whole premise of the play is that there's a detective in town to look into the murder of one woman. And as he's doing that, he discovers there may actually be a second murder in town. And so the whole play is based around him kind of finding clues and figuring out who murdered this second woman.
And there's basically, it's a two-person play. There's a dialogue between the detective, but then also who's the second character?
The second character is actually the second murder victim. So she kind of comes back to life as sort of a figment of the detective's imagination, but she has kind of her own personality, and she's helping him figure out the clues.
And do you play the second victim?
Yes. Yeah. I'm the dead woman.
Yes. What is the acting like? Like, what is the tone of the play?
I would call it pretty lighthearted. When I get that question, I usually compare it to like an episode of the TV program Columbo, maybe. So it's like a lighter play, pretty family friendly.
One more thing. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Wait a minute. Lighthearted. There's a lot of jokes, a lot of humor involved, especially with Veronica's character. She comes back as sort of like the sassy deceased. So that's pretty fun. And it was a challenge because being a two-person production, there's no set changes or anything like that. It all takes place in the kitchen of Violet Veery. That's Veronica's character. And so one of the tricky parts was figuring out how you can unveil like a 45 minutes worth of clues and discussion with just what you have in a kitchen. So it was an interesting challenge for the both of us, I'd say.
Well, how did you come into the idea of doing a whodunit murder mystery in the first place?
I was watching a lot of Columbo or that type of program. I always kind of enjoyed the detective-y side of it. And then a lot of our projects have sort of a morbid twist. So we couldn't really resist having like a zombie basically in the show.
And what about the bird theme? It's called The Birding Body. There's illustrations of a cockatoo that is very adorable. There's birds. Bird watching is kind of a theme throughout. Where did that come from?
I'm obsessed with birds. I don't know. I think it might have just been like one of the interests that sort of filtered into another project of ours. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that the crowd is very specific, the ornithology crowd, and I thought it'd be kind of interesting. What if we had a whole town of ornithologists, basically, and what sort of hijinks, or what could happen in a town like that? I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
And you know what's interesting about this play is that it's kind of timeless in that it could have been set, 50 years ago. There's not an element of technology or of, this millennium, that kind of thing. Can you talk about that?
I'd say that was pretty much on purpose. I'd call both me and Veronica old souls. We met in college and haven't had cell phones for the last 3 years since we started hanging out pretty much. And we're sort of backwoods, hermits when it comes to the modern era or whatever. We don't have any social media presence or anything like that for the play. It's really just two people hitting the road with a bunch of flyers, basically. That's sort of our style. And our last project was the Inside the Swan Tomb, and that was an 1830s setting, and it took a lot more research, and it was a lot more serious play. And this one, I think we just sort of wanted to have fun. Let's just set it any old time. Even the props we use in the play, it's sort of a hodgepodge. You can pretty much pin it to whatever time you prefer.
And you mentioned you have manila folders with clues, and do you illustrate those?
Yeah, so the illustrations inside of the manila folder are all the same illustrations that are in the book. So when the audience comes, they each get a little manila folder so they can follow along with the clues. We'll have a little bell that dings during the play for you to turn your page. And they're all the same illustrations that are in the book.
And what's your illustration style? Can you describe that a little bit?
Sure. It's pretty simple. Just kind of like little black lines, nothing crazy, just like really easy little, kind of almost childlike in a way. But I hope they're at least somewhat accurate.
This is actually a very cool illustration right here. It's a woman with a hat on and sunglasses. It kind of looks a little Carmen Sandiego-ish.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Yeah.
one of the suspects, Simone Bettelur, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
How did you come up with the characters?
Well, each of the last names in the story is actually the name of a species of bird. So Violet Veery is a bird, Veery. Then there's Simone Bettelur. That's a French hawk of sorts, I think. I was doing a little bit of light research. So because it's a French hawk, Simone and Celine, two of the characters in the play, are French characters. There's a Shikra, I think is like an Indian hawk. So Jashan Shikra is a gentleman from India and things like that. So we picked our birds that we wanted, and those are picked purposefully, like whether they're predators or not. And then we let that flavor sort of decide the fates of those characters, I think.
And what are you expecting from performing it so many times with so many different places and different contexts?
I feel like it's going to change over time. The first showing is not going to be the same at all from the last showing, because we'll probably grow into our characters more and to decide to take it a different way, even if it's just to not get bored of it, because performing it this many times for a whole year, it's going to be a lot. So I guess I'm excited to see it kind of grow.
Yeah, I'm anxious to come back to Milwaukee, because that's our 50th stop, and that's when we'll really have it down pat, I think. I think that'll be us at our best, and that's in 2020 September. But yeah, that should be fun.
Well, good luck, Oliver and Veronica.
Thank you.
Yes, have fun.
Will do.
Oliver Bestill and Veronica Swanson spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver before taking The Birding Body on tour. They'll bring the year-long tour to a close here in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater in September.